right? All right, so first, I'd like to welcome everyone to our session today. This session's on the Microsoft Azure Marketplace. My name is Kyle Wilson. I am a partner marketing manager at Microsoft, responsible for the Azure Marketplace. I'm also going to be joined today by Asim Mitra, a principal program manager, as well as Brian Sarasi, as well as Rosa Thomas. And today, just to do a little housekeeping before we get started, just remind everyone politely to cell phones on silent, and also, too, when filling out the evaluations at the end, it is my birthday today, so please be generous with that. So thank you. Not influencing you, but, you know. All right, so today we have a pretty full agenda going. We're going to start with kind of an overview and some of the market dynamics behind our marketplace and what's driving some of our feature requirements today. Additionally, too, we're going to go into the overall value proposition of our marketplace and why you would look to sell and why you look to use our marketplace. Additionally, too, we're going to go into the Microsoft Azure Certified program. And we're going to finish this up by extending our ecosystem by giving you a demonstration of data services and how that's broadening what's available today in our marketplace. So just to kind of set the tone, I think we can all agree that the cloud is growing. And in looking at this, over the next 3 years, there's an opportunity, specifically within enterprises, of $633 billion is forecasted in spend in this space. Additionally, too, over this time, IT spend is growing. So the public cloud will grow from 3% to 6%, doubling over that time, showing that there's a tremendous opportunity here in this space. Furthermore, 80% of customers, and specifically enterprise customers, are looking to adopt cloud services within the next 12 months. And with that brings new opportunities, specifically from an application standpoint, in that when as they look to move these highly critical, highly complex applications, that there's a need for an ecosystem to meet many of the demands that they have. So in thinking about that, and growing out an ecosystem is extremely critical to win, in a sense, the platform. So with that, talking about the ecosystem and growth, historically it's been it's taken a long time to build out a rich and robust ecosystem. But with the evolution of an application marketplace, that time has significantly decreased. And with that, there's been a number of benefits that have been driven through a marketplace. And if you think about that, you know, from your mobile phone or your mobile device, you can see it's a single location for the platform. You're easily able to find something specifically in what you're looking for. Additionally, too, it has an on-demand service for you. You're able to quickly be able to deploy whatever you're looking for to meet whatever need you have. Additionally, too, benefit, it has an automated procurement. So your purchase instrument is available, so it streamlines the acquisition for you, making it even easier to purchase software. Additionally, too, with that, we're starting to see a little bit of a market shift, specifically with cloud services, in that enterprise software is beginning to follow suit traditional with the traditional consumer applications today. And with that, more and more enterprises look to put this sort of software available today, there's a huge opportunity in a sense of how we grow and how we build out this marketplace to reach that demand and reach those customer needs. In addition, with this market shift, we're seeing the end users become more and more important with some of how enterprise software is procured. And with that, and how they discover, how they evaluate, and how they deploy. Now, some of these, similar to what we saw on the consumer side, enterprise customers now are actually looking and evaluating software from their mobile phones, from their mobile devices, and being able to capture that in a sort of environment like this. And last, we see a tremendous interest from enterprise customers coming to a marketplace to purchase software. So back in 2012, we launched the Azure Store, and in that we did a lot of research and investigation to what's needed from an enterprise. What are the requirements that enterprise customers need in order to really procure software, looking to use a marketplace in that? And in our research, we identified five key areas for you and what are really critical and what they require. So in the first one, from a discovery standpoint, they need efficient search and navigation to be able to quickly find exactly what they're looking for. And they want curated offerings. So they want to avoid, in a sense, the noise of what maybe they don't need. So they want it very targeted, what they want. Additionally, too, they want a robust ecosystem in order to solve their problems. As we've talked about moving these complex applications, there's a lot more specific needs that need to be addressed. And in order to win those sort of customers over, you have to have applications to meet each and every one of those needs. So you have to be able to solve those problems. From a transactional standpoint, they have to have one billing relationship. They don't want to have multiple invoices coming through. They want to have that consolidated billing relationship to streamline the process, to make it easier for them to launch applications and purchase applications in that environment. And from a deployment standpoint, they want it to be streamlined and easy. Within a few clicks, they want to be able to configure, manage, and deploy whatever sort of application they have very quickly. And last, from a management standpoint, they really want to reduce unauthorized purchases, so have purchasing controls, what they have. In addition to, be able to understand how much resources they're consuming in that space, to understand their spend. So in factoring all these requirements in, we did a lot of development with our marketplace to reach these needs with customers. And with that sense, we're excited to announce our new application marketplace, which is the Azure Marketplace today. So I want to introduce Asim Mitra to the stage, who will go a little bit more from what features are available, as well as some of the development that we've done.
Hello. Yeah. Thanks, Kyle. My name is Asim Mitra, and I'm responsible for building a vibrant ecosystem and marketplace for Azure. So like with any other marketplace, there are three players even here. There is the ISV or the publisher. There are the customers, the enterprises who are going to buy it. And there's the marketplace, which is us, on which we're going to build this entire foundation of the ecosystem. So, and our main goal of the marketplace is to make sure that all the three players are in a win-win-win situation. So we want to build a marketplace where the end user or the enterprise always find what they need. It's a marketplace where they find curated and certified offerings and also the state-of-the-art community offerings. We want to make a marketplace where the ISVs or the partners go and find millions of customers across the globe. They go and sell their wares, make a lot of good profit, and take their businesses to new heights. And when the ISV succeeds, when the customer succeeds, when they win, we achieve our goal of actually going and building an ecosystem where we are able to bring the innovation of our partners to the enterprises out there. So throughout this session, we are actually going to talk about two tracks. There are going to be two tracks. One track for the end user, the customer track. And then there's this other track on the publishers or the partners. So I would request you to kind of review both the tracks very critically. Tell us what do you think of them. Tell us what you need. Tell us your ideas. And based on that, we can make sure that we all win. As I see it, this is going to be a long journey that all of us have to kind of make together. And this is probably our first conversation, and they're going to have many more going forward. So today, in the Azure Marketplace, we have five key categories. We have virtual machines or virtual extensions, the IaaS side. We have the application services. We have a lot of web applications. We have data sets and data services. And we have the AD applications. And this list is like growing day on day, and it's a continuously growing list. So as of this morning, I remember I saw it on Azure.com, we have around 3,002 artifacts in Azure Marketplace. And this list will keep on growing day on day. And we are also very open in adding new categories to this list. So if you feel that we need to add some more, so we are absolutely open. So let's take a quick spin on Azure.com and see what we have to offer. So by the way, I'll be continuously switching between some presentation slides and into some demos, so you got to bear with me. There you go. So let's start off with Azure.com. So on Azure.com, we have the marketplace here right on the top. And as I said this morning, I saw we had 302 products. So let's start with searching for, and by the way, here are the different categories that we have: the virtual machines, application services, AD, web apps, and data services. So let's start searching for our platinum partner for TechEd, Veeam, and see what they have. So they, as part of this launch, they basically provided their Cloud Connect VM. And what we have here is basically a good detail of what it does, what are the various price offerings, and so that people get an idea of what the product is about. And if this is what the customer wants, the customer goes and clicks on Create Virtual Machine. So what happens at this point is that we directly take you inside the Azure portal, and we do a single sign-on. So basically, you are, since I'm already signed on, and directly land into the portal, and I directly come to the page where I go and create a virtual machine. Oops, looks like I had timed out, so let me sign in again. So I'm not sure whether it'll remember where it was supposed to go, but the goal was that when you go and create on a particular VM in the gallery, in the marketing portal, we directly take you. There's something going on here. Let's just stop this. Please give me a minute. I hope it works this time. Sometimes when the bandwidth is a little low, we find some issues, glitches here and there. So as I was saying, like if you're coming in from the marketing portal, we want to directly take you into the Create flow so that you can just continue in the journey. But if you are an IT admin or you're a developer, you would normally stay in the context of the portal itself. So what you would typically do is you would just go into the marketplace, go and search for all the various artifacts that are available for you. Like for example, here we in the everything section, you have what's new this week. We showcase a few products out here. You can probably go to the data and analytics section. You look at what are the big things that we have here. We see Cloudera, you see Oracle, IBM, Hortonworks, DataStax. Or you could go to the developer services, and we see New Relic, which is actually the first the SaaS application, which is completely integrated in Visa and providing a great first-class experience. And I'll talk about them when we walk into that section. And finally, if you look at virtual machines, again, a whole bunch of categories. We have a pretty large list of application servers, security, Windows-based, a massive list of Linux-based virtual machines, networking, and finally Azure certified. Actually, all of these are Azure certified, but these are the ones which just got signed up and have integrated with us over the last month or so. So it's a pretty massive list out here. And since we were talking about Veeam in the Azure.com portal, we come back and let's go and find Veeam again. So here we have Veeam. So it talks about their marketing material. You go and click create, and that's when you come into that same experience which you would have seen when you came in from the Azure.com page. So going back to the PowerPoint deck. Okay, there's something going on here too. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. The second thing I want to talk about is the ease at which we can go and deploy apps and extensions. And this is one of the key requirements that we heard from our enterprise customers. So how many of you have deployed a SharePoint farm at least once in your life? Two? Okay. And to the two of you, how many times have you done that? Like it took you a week, or a little more than a week, to have a full, highly available SharePoint farm across 8 to 10 nodes? Like a week at least? And how many times did you get it right the first time? Even once? No. So this is a problem which is not just related to a SharePoint farm at the scale that we are talking here. There are farms which are even larger than this. And the problem that actually exists for every large-scale, enterprise-scale, multi-node virtual machine or an application is that it's too complex, and it takes forever to go and set it up. And our IT admins have to spend a lot of time there. So one of the key needs that we have heard from IT admins is, can you make it simple? So at WPC, we showed in the keynote and in our sessions how easy it is to go and deploy a SharePoint farm with the Azure portal experience with just a few clicks and with the power of the schematized orchestration engine that we have built, which we call the ARM, or the Azure Resource Manager, which kind of drives all the system in the back end. And the entire deployment takes less than an hour with just a few clicks. So from I'm very happy to share with you that as of this conference, we have moved beyond the Microsoft workload, and we also have enterprise scale workloads from our partners like Cloudera, DataStax, and Hortonworks, and we are now able to deploy these large clusters again with a few clicks and within an hour. So let me again walk you through that in a bit of detail. Okay, so let's close this. So here is DataStax Enterprise, which is what I'm talking about. So if you go and click create, if you see here, okay. So basically, all you need to do is fill in a few things. For example, let me write them, the TechEd DataStax demo. I give some username, CM, of my password. Once I've done that, I just need to go and set a few, choose the sizes. So publishers, when they go and publish their virtual machines, they can decide what is the recommended size that they want to give for the various tiers and what are the options that they want to provide to the customers. So out here for the Frontier, basically they are fine with an A1 machine for the storage pricing. So basically the guidance is they want to use an L1 and the other ones are not available. If I want to go to the node pricing, and that's where the bulk of the VMs are, we see an 8-node cluster here. So that's where you have an option choosing A7 and D14, and again, you can go and click on all the various tiers. So one of the key things that out here, if you see, is that we have integrated the pricing or the billing aspects very closely into the purchase experience so that you always know what you're loading, what you're deploying, what the price is for that particular product, and so on. And here the network is a little low, but you normally see the price here. There you go. So if you're running an A7, it's going to cost you around $654 for the month. If you're running a D14, it's going to be $1,000 for the month. And given the kind of offering this is and how useful this is, I don't think this is priced high at all. So now when you go here and you just fill in the details, once you do that, you can get a quick summary of what it's going to cost you before you make the final purchase. Looks good. You go click on close, and you go click on the create button. When you do that, a simple legal agreement with that you're making a conscious choice, and you're good to go. So we already have a DataStax cluster pre-created. So let's just go take a look at that. So as you see here, as it loads up, we have a pretty massive, there is something going on in the back end. I'm so sorry about this. So let's sign in again. So basically, what we have here is a pre-created version that I had. And so these are all the virtual machines and the storage thing that were created actually when I timed it around 35 minutes. And we had this entire cluster running and completely functional. Another key aspect that I wanted to share with you about virtual machines and how easy it is and simple to go and deliver is this concept of virtual machine VM extensions. So what happens here is if in the first case what we saw was that you're deploying a bunch of pre-created VMs and that's your entire solution, what happens in VM extensions is you just go and deploy an application through an agent inside a VM when you're creating it or if it's already a pre-created VM. So for example, I have a file server here. How cool would it be if we could just go and install an application in it? So in the file server, so basically we have this concept of extensions, which are the number of applications that have been already deployed inside a virtual machine. So out here I have a basic Microsoft computer running, but I have a pretty large offering, a set of offerings of partners, which I can go and deploy. For example, I have Chef, I have Puppet, I've got a bunch of antivirus software from Symantec, Trend Micro. But today what I'm going to talk about is the Microsoft Anti-Malware. So what it does is basically protects, it's a scanning engine which protects you from various kind of viruses and so on. So when you go and click create, it not only goes and deploys the application inside your VM, but it also takes in a whole bunch of parameters with which your service gets configured when it gets installed. For example, since this is a file server, I can go and say that you want to check everything that's there in the box but these files and these locations. So that's, I can go and say what's excluded. I can go and say what file extensions I don't want to scan. I can go and say what are the processes I don't want to get impacted by this. And when I want to run a scan. So all the things that you would typically do not only can you go and install that application, but you can also configure it. So that's the power of virtual machine extensions. And this is something we expect the community to adopt at large and something which customers will definitely use quite a bit. So with that, let's go back to the PowerPoint deck and hope the next time I come in, it doesn't kick me out. Okay, so billing on your terms. So whenever you go and take any plan or any offer, what's the thing that you think? How much is going to cost me? Is there a better offer out there that I'm missing? What all can I buy here? Where all is this available? And so on, right? So basically, one of the things that we want to talk about here is the kind of plans that we have, how you can pay, where all you can buy it from, and what kind of insights we provide you with. So the plans that you see here, there are a whole multitude of plans here. There's a free plan, there's a trials that are available. We have, depending on what you want to do, if you're doing a POC, then you just want to take an hourly thing. You don't want to make a massive commitment. You just want to run it for a few hours and kind of kick the tires. For that, you have the hourly rates. You have, or maybe you want to just run it for more than a few months, so even that's fine. You have monthly plans, annual plans, various promotion models, bring your own license, custom enterprise agreements. So the key thing I want to call out is there's a whole multitude of offerings that are there. But one thing I want to be very transparent here, not everything applies for all the workloads today. We have a few plans which apply to application services. There are a few which apply to virtual machines. So over time, we will synthesize it and make sure that they're available across all the workloads. And so it works for all you guys when you go and make the purchase. From a payment mechanism perspective, you can charge anything that you buy in the marketplace on your credit card for the direct pay-as-you-go accounts. If you're a large customer, it's extremely rare that you use your credit card. I've not seen customers put their Amex there, so it's typically invoice, and Microsoft has this large deals that it signs, and you normally would want to charge them as an invoice. In terms of range, today Azure is available in 140 countries. As of today, the launch that we have, the Azure Marketplace, where third-party artifacts are coming in, or partner artifacts are coming in 87 countries. So it's kind of around 60% there, and all the major markets are covered. But over this financial year, we'll definitely go and bridge that gap. And finally, buyer insights. So as I said earlier, it's one of our goals to make sure that you have deep insights on what you're using and how much you're consuming. So we'll go back to the demo. Perfect. So basically, let's just start off with and something got affected again. So I'm so sorry about this. Let me sign out, close this browser. So let's hope it loads correctly again. So while it loads, I'm going to walk you through the billing experience that we have, where we show all the costs that the Azure services have consumed, and also what the partner services have consumed, and how we have tried to make it the same seamless experience across all first party and partner services that are there today. This is awesome. So. Let's hope it spins up. So here, this is the billing hub that we have. And while it loads, it normally gives you a list of, yes, it's telling me the subscription that I have, which is I started off as a pre-trial, and I upgraded to a pay-as-you-go subscription. It's supposed to tell me the bill that I am supposed to pay at this point in time. But let's keep going as it's loading. It's something to do with the internet out here. Okay, it's coming up. Yeah, so out here, if you see, it's kind of giving me an overview of how much credit I had. So basically, I started off with a free trial, and therefore I had $250 or $200 to start with. And it shows, this blue line shows how I've been consuming that. And as of today, I still have $100 left to consume from the Azure services. At the same time, my credit card is on file, and I went and deployed a bunch of partner services. In this case, I've gone and deployed an IBM DB2 VM that's running. And over the last 5 days, I have racked up a bill of around $300. So this gray area, or the orangish area that you see here, is that. We have detailed breakup of how much it's costing for all the various things that I have. For example, the finance database, that is the partner service, it's around 77.5% of my cost, whereas the other computers that I have for the first part, for the Azure services, it's only around 9%. So that's one perspective. The other thing we do is, if you go inside the particular, if you go click on the finance database, the VM itself, it also gives me a breakup there on what the costs are at a single VM level. So across the Azure portal, across the various services that are there, we always give an insight as to what that particular use, what that particular artifact is costing you, whether it's first party or whether it's a partner service. So out here, we see some of the other additional metrics, but we also see that the estimated spend as of now is around $348. And you can always go and change it, and you can also change the size from here. And that's done. So moving on, back to the slide deck. So shift F5. Perfect. Okay. So one of the key things that we want to do is blur the line between the Azure services and the partner services. So we want to make sure that we bring the innovation that the partners are creating day in, day out at the same pace and provide exactly the same experience that the Azure services have today in the portal. So here I'm going to showcase the work that the New Relic team has done, and they've done a fantastic work. They have worked with us for the last 2 to 3 months, and they're actually the trailblazers, the first application service that is there today in the Azure preview portal, and where we have built exactly the same experience that all the other Azure services have. So what I'm going to do is, again, walk you through the creation experience as to how you go create a New Relic account, how you can go and deploy a New Relic agent when you're creating a particular artifact. And I also have some pre-created artifacts where I've got a blog which is being managed by New Relic, and I'll show you what the management experience is today and how it's like really awesome. So back again to the portal, and with the same caveats, like, let's hope it's working. So we go to the marketplace again. We close this. We go to the developer services section, and we see New Relic APM. So again, if you see, it's the same thing. I mean, this is exactly the same look. This is not a VM. This is an app. This is a SaaS application running. And as a customer, I need, it's exactly the same experience. I go and give in the name of the account that I want to create. I need to go and choose the correct pricing tier. Exactly the same kind of baseball card view that you see for first party or Azure services. You get exactly the same view for New Relic. You make a choice. Once you're done, you need to choose a resource group, you choose your subscription, your locations, and you go and accept the legal terms. This is exactly the same. So once you do that, the other thing that a customer would typically do is, once you've created an account, depending on the kind of account you've created, you get the number of objects or the artifacts that you can manage. And when you pay less, you manage less. When you pay more, you manage more, and plus you get additional features. So let's say that I want to go and create a virtual machine, and I want to manage that using New Relic. So what I do is, let's say I pick up a simple Windows Server, Windows Server 2012 data center. I click Create. And note this. So once I type in the names, let me just type it on. So test VM scene, let's say it's the name CMM. I type in the password. The key thing to notice here is when I go to optional configuration, you find here that there is an entry. One of the optional configuration here is a New Relic performance monitoring. And all I need to do is when I'm creating it, I have to just go and turn it on. That's it. So what happens is once that's done, when the VM deploys as part of the deployment, and if you remember some of the extension stuff that we spoke earlier, the monitoring agent gets deployed in the VM. So in the future, there will be more services out there, and we will have the ability, the customer will have the ability to choose to their particular monitoring solution and plug it in the system and manage it the way they do on-premise. So as of now, let's cancel this because I already have a pre-created New Relic account, and let's just quickly go through that. So I have this blog that I created, a very simple blog using WordPress, another of our partners, an extremely popular solution that's out there. And here's my blog. So it's basically announcing the Azure Marketplace and kind of talking about what we are just talking about here today. So it tells us about how it's doing as a monitoring perspective. And if you notice here, there is a tile, which is the New Relic tile, which actually is monitoring this particular blog and telling us how it is doing. So this, if you see here, is icon with the New Relic icon, and it's just showing. So I have a script which keeps on hitting the website every 5 minutes. So that's why you see those graphs there. And now, if we go back to the New Relic account, again we get a similar view of all the things that it's managing. So I'm not only managing this blog, but I'm also managing a virtual machine which has another blog in it and it's running inside it. So that's also being managed. And again, when I click here, I get the similar experience of how that is doing, the one we saw when we came in from the website page. Other key thing to notice here is you can also go in and directly inside your New Relic management console and have a much more detailed view here. So the key message that we want to convey here is, together we have an opportunity of building a very rich experience, a management experience, a deployment experience for our customers, and so that they never have to leave the Azure portal for the basic tasks that they do, and definitely for the most advanced concepts, you go to the other portals that the services have. So thank you, New Relic. It was really awesome working with you guys. So coming back to the deck, and now I think I'm done with the demo pieces. I'll be talking a lot about... hold on. Let's go back to the deck. Sure. Perfect. So we have spoken about customer benefits. Now let's spend some time on what it means to be a partner and how it's beneficial for you. So one of the key benefits of... joining the Azure bus and coming to the marketplace is the sheer reach and the opportunity that you have. So here are some of the numbers that Satya shared in the cloud moment on the 20th of October. So basically, if you look at it, we have 10,000 new subscriptions getting created week on week. There are 2 million developers today who are actively working on Visual Studio Online in Azure. We have 350 million Azure Active Directory users. And if you see the amount of transactions, the sign-ins that are happening, we see almost 18 billion authentications happening per week. There are 30 trillion storage objects. So the guys who are in the backup space or in the security space, just think the kind of opportunity that you have there. And another key thing to note that around greater than 60% of the customers are using higher-level services. So they are just not using the free website. They are using actual services that they pay for. So what I'm trying to say is it's a massive opportunity. There's a massive reach. So that's one of the key advantages of joining us on Azure. in the marketplace. Perfect. The second huge benefit from a partner perspective is that we do the billing for you, and that's a massive headache for a lot of partners, especially the small organizations out there. When you go and you want to launch in a different country and you want to go and hit the farthest corners of the globe, you'll normally find that the challenges that you face in just setting up the basic infrastructure, complying with the government, the rules of that country, figuring out the various tax issues that are there, it takes a lot of time, and you don't realize a lot of opportunity that your product has just because you have to go through all that pain, and you normally don't have the manpower or the time to go and manage all those hassles. So that's something that we take care of for you when you come into the marketplace. We basically have a bunch of billing models that we spoke of earlier. All the money that the customers pay, we collect it on your behalf following all the rules. In some countries, the tax is included. In some countries, it's not. So basically, we manage all of that. We go and do the reports. We share, give you the payouts at regular intervals. And you, as a publisher or a partner, when you come into the portal and you publish your artifact, you get to choose, pick and choose where you want to sell, which country you want to sell, what pricing you want to give, the country-specific pricing, and so on. And you can decide, choose the currency in different countries. So it gives you a lot of control. At the same time, you don't have all the hassles. So here's a list of the countries that we have launched as your marketplace this week. So, and there'll be many more coming soon. The third big reason is our access to the largest organizations, multinationals in the world. So 80% of the Fortune 500 companies today are already on Azure. And what that means is if you are with us, you actually get to showcase all your applications to these customers and have direct access to them, and they can see all the products that you have built. I had a few discussions with some of the partners in Redmond on how we can kind of build a formal process in connecting you directly with our sales teams and account teams and with the customers. So that's something that we are formulating. So if you have more ideas, please send it our way. We'd be happy to work on a proper plan. And finally, insights. Which business runs without insights? So if you are trusting your business to run on the Azure Marketplace, you definitely want to know how your business is doing. You want to know which offer is working, which offer is not working. You want to know who your customers are, how much money they're paying you, who is your biggest customer, whom maybe you're spending a lot of time managing them, but they're not paying you enough. So at the end of the day, we want to provide you a whole bunch of insights so that you are happy and you get to run your business on Azure the proper way. So we are going out with a bunch of basic set for this week, and the partners who are already there today will see it. We are very open for suggestions. So let us know what other metrics you need, and we'll be actively working on them. So before I close and hand it over to my friend Brian, basically I just want to reiterate one key takeaway when you leave the session from my perspective. So I just want to assure you that we are totally dedicated and committed to making this the most amazing, thriving marketplace where we bring your innovation at a very rapid pace, and the same pace at which we kind of light up our Azure services, and where we blur the line between anything that's Azure and the first party and third party. We just want to get rid of that. So thank you so much for your time. With that, I'll pass over to Brian.
Okay, can you hear me? Hi, folks. As the team mentioned, my name is Brian Sirossi. I am a program manager on the Azure Runtime Engineering team. I've been with Microsoft for about 14 years now. Most of my time has actually been spent over on the server side with virtualization and Hyper-V, so on-premise virtualization. And now I'm in Azure, focused on IaaS, or virtual machines in the cloud. And I've been working with Asim and Kyle and team over the last several months on the marketplace. And where's my little clicker? I do not see it, so I'll push that button. And what I want to talk a little bit about is Azure Certified and how it plugs into the larger marketplace story that we're telling. So out of curiosity, how many people are familiar with Azure Certified and the value proposition? Okay, a few hands. That's great. So when we talk about Azure Certified, and Asim talked about this as well, there's really two sides of the coin. There's the value proposition and the benefits for the ISV, or the partner who's actually creating the workload that's going to be on the Azure Marketplace. And then there's the value proposition and the benefits for the end consumer, or the IT pro that's going to be consuming the service. So I'm going to talk a little bit about both. We're actually going to start with the ISV side of the house, and then we're going to talk about the end consumer side as well. So the first key value proposition is it enables you to sell your application through the marketplace. So through the Azure Certified program, it is the gateway that you use to actually get your application validated, certified, and available in the marketplace for sale. The second piece of this is more of a technical and engineering side of the house. With Azure Certified, there is a set of certification test tools that we use to ensure the application or the workload not only runs, but runs very well on Azure. So this is regardless of whether you're running a virtual machine, using Windows or a Linux virtual machine. The goal is to check all the best patterns and practices of the workload before it goes up into the marketplace. So it's really a set of vetted solutions that we go through. And in just a minute, I'll actually show you the tool that we use to go through and check all these processes. And then the third key value proposition here is really more of a marketing or go-to-market proposition. As you can see in all the great work that's in the new marketplace, there's a lot of effort and a lot of engineering. We're beating the drum very hard around our new marketplace, around the new ecosystem, and there's a lot of opportunity for you as ISV to really ride that wave. So this includes all kinds of marketing opportunities, potentially customer interactions, potentially mini case studies, white papers, publications. As we get out there and promote, you come along with us. So really, we're enabling you to sell your workload in the Azure Marketplace. We're certifying your workload to make sure it's going to run well for your customer. And you're writing the Microsoft marketing campaign through the whole process as well. So what I want to show next is actually a little video. It talks again, this is focused, it's kind of a cute marketing video that is focused again on the value proposition from the ISV side of the house. It's only about a minute and a half long, but I think it does a great job in kind of, again, teasing out some of the finer points. So we'll go ahead and kick this off. And if the sound guy's in the back, make sure we have the speakers on for this.
You use Microsoft Azure to meet the rising demand for cloud-based applications and solutions. Now, you can get your applications and services Microsoft Azure certified to extend your customer reach and get more from your relationship with Microsoft. Microsoft Azure certified puts your application or service directly in front of the global Azure enterprise customer base, including some of the world's largest and most forward-thinking companies. Your application or service will gain international exposure and be part of a curated environment offering high-value solutions and unique capabilities to customers. In addition to a listing on the Azure website, your application or service will be placed in the Azure Management Portal, where Azure customers can discover and deploy your application right alongside solutions from Microsoft. Microsoft Azure Certified also helps your business grow. You get access to co-marketing, technical, and business planning support that helps maximize your ROI. You'll also be able to display the Microsoft Azure Certified logo with your application or service to increase customer confidence. Here's the process for getting Microsoft Azure Certified. Verify that your application or service can deliver a high-quality customer experience. Provide marketing content for your listing on Azure.com and in the Azure Management Portal. Confirm that you offer customer support and have deployment and configuration resources available for customers. Sign up for the program, agree to the program terms, and submit your application for review by Microsoft. Once approved, declare that your application or service runs on Microsoft Azure and access the program benefits. Are you ready to get Microsoft Azure certified? Visit azure.com/certified to learn more.
Okay, so that's just a little bit of an overview there. And the last piece is a critical one as well, which is azure.com/certified. So new ISVs interested in understanding what the process is, this is a good starting point. Obviously, here at the end of the session, we're all going to be down up front. So if you're interested in finding out more, come to us. But ultimately, you'll be going through azure.com/certified. There's a questionnaire you basically fill out. We go through a process of handing over or directing you to what we refer to kind of as the welcome package that is going to walk you through the process of this and how to engage with us. Now, we actually launched the Azure Certified program several months back at WPC. With that process, it was very limited. We had a very small select group of partners. Now here at TechEd, we've announced that we've released over 50 new partner images through kind of our new streamlined process. So we're not all the way down the path yet, but our goal has really been to streamline this process, make it as easy as possible for you, the ISV, to go through certification, to figure out how to do the billing, to get your workload up into the Azure Marketplace, to get it verified, and get it out in the world. So we're still working through this process, but day by day, month by month, we're making leaps and bounds to make this easier and more streamlined for you. So now I'll switch over, and we'll talk a little bit about this is in the summary of the value proposition from an ISV perspective. I want to switch over and talk about the value proposition of Azure Certified from a customer perspective. And really, it's a couple things. As you obviously clearly can see, number one, it makes it really easy for you as a customer to go to the marketplace, to browse all the different solutions, to quickly evaluate, choose what you want, and then deploy into a production environment. And the evaluation is actually a key part of this as well. So, you know, traditionally, when a lot of customers want to evaluate or do a proof of concept, it can take a lot of time. You have to provision hardware. If you're on-premise, you have to either do a virtual machine or physical hardware. You have to get the software. You have to get evaluation keys or licenses. You have to do the install. You have to do all the configuration of all the workloads, the integration. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. A day, a week, a month later, you might actually be in a test environment that might be configured right, and then finally you can evaluate how it runs and decide if you want to deploy in production. Obviously, with the work that we've done here with our partners, it's much more streamlined. The workload has already been pre-configured. By who? By the ISV, the person who knows best how to actually do the configuration and the integration. So proof of concepts, evaluation times, very quick, very streamlined, very easy. And the other piece of it is there is a sense of security to know that this workload with the ISV has gone with Microsoft through a set of validation tests. They have checked certain things, they've worked directly with the ISV, and there's a high level of confidence that it's not, again, like I said, only going to run, but run well on Azure. So one of the things I want to talk about and actually demo is the test toolkit, or the Azure Certified test tool that we use. So when we engage with the ISV, as part of the welcome package, we provide this test toolkit. They can go ahead and use it on in their site before uploading. It works for both Windows virtual machines, it works for Linux virtual machines, and again goes through all the different tests to verify that it's going to run well. It provides them back the test results so they know if they have issues, they go ahead and fix those issues. When they upload their workload into Azure, we'll go through the same certification, the same test to ensure that it in fact does run well, and only after that point will we actually publish into the marketplace. So if I switch over really quick, and we take a look. So we've also tried to make this toolkit as simple as possible for our ISVs. So it's actually running local. It's just a little installer package that you run locally on your box, and you point it to your virtual machine that's in your testing environment in Azure. And so you go, and again, you can either do a Windows virtual machine or a Linux virtual machine. Here you can see that I've named my test, Brian Test Number 1. I've chosen Windows Server as the platform. Again, Linux is an option as well. Here's the DNS to connect. Here's the username and password. Now I can go ahead and click through. I've actually already run through this as well. You can see here all the information and all the different things we're trying to check. We're checking IPv6 configuration. We're checking network load balancing, even simple things to make sure that Hyper-V is not enabled. We're checking Windows Deployment Services, IO Pass. The list goes on and on and on. And we'll actually switch over here. If internet connection's running well, you can see it actually, it depends, again, on the internet connection speed. We've been having intermittent success here. But the status, it's this simple. It goes through all these different tests. You can view the log and see. Right now, we're not getting any results back, so it looks like it's having a little bit of trouble going to the virtual machine in the cloud. But the goal, again, is we're going to continue to add to this test list. In addition to this validation criteria, we also provide the ISV a set of best practices and recommendations to make sure that the image is configured properly. So the goal is to make sure that it runs well in Azure. All right, I'll go ahead and switch back to the PowerPoint. Here we go. So the key thing here is we have not reached our end game. We are really at the beginning of the process. As I mentioned at WPC, we announced the Azure Certified Program. Here at TechEd, we've announced the new Azure Marketplace. As part of this, we're bringing additional partners through the Azure Certified Program into the marketplace. When we launched at Worldwide Partner Conference, we had these six partners that we worked with. Now here at TechEd, I think the final count is 53 partners, or I should say 53 distinct images across all these partner solutions or partner offerings. As Haseeb mentioned, there's a lot of different billing models. Some partners have opted to go with the bring your own license model. We also have a lot of partners who have opted to go through direct billing through Azure. We have partners who have opted to do both. If a customer already has an existing license with the ISV, they want to use that. If the customer wants to go hourly payment through the ISV as they're evaluating or deploying into the production environment, they have that option as well. So the goal there is really flexibility. I also want to say, in regards to flexibility, one of our core tenets in Azure in the marketplace is to be a great cloud platform for not only Windows virtual machines and Windows workloads, but Linux as well. Of those 53 images that I mentioned, approximately 50% of them are actually on Linux. And one of our key things is to be best Linux platform provider. And so here you can see we have images from Ubuntu. We have Oracle Linux images that our ISVs can build on top of, SUSE images, CentOS-based images. Also, in the last couple of weeks, we announced support for Core OS that can be built on top of as well. And also, we have a whole slew of community-based Linux images. So the goal is to be the best cloud platform for both Windows and Linux as well. And the last thing I'll show again is just the progression. As I said, we're really starting on the path of the road. This is one of the biggest initiatives in Microsoft to make sure that we build the best marketplace in the market today. So at WPC, we launched the program. Today here at TechEd, we announced a partnership with over 50 new images into the marketplace. These are virtual machine-based images. And as we look into spring and fall, our goal is what? Our goal is to partner with more partners. Our goal is to extend the Azure Certified Program into additional kinds of workloads, not just virtual machines and the such. So I think this gives a good indication of how critical it is for Microsoft, the level of importance we're putting on this, and what our long-term strategy is. So with that, I'll hand it over to Rosa. Rosa's going to be talking about the great power of data services. And I'll switch over to you, I think. Are you on 6, Rosa?
I'm on 6, but right now, let me just get in first.
Okay. We're all going to watch you type your password. Okay. So thanks again.
So before I type Excel, so my name is Rosa Thomas. Guests can hear me well? So I am here to talk a little bit about data services. As Kyle and Haseeb and everyone's been referring to, we not only have applications as a service, SaaS, we also have a VM image, but we also have data services. And you can think of data services as a database that you want to expose to a partner or a developer to manipulate, or maybe data sets that you want business analysts to look into and make decisions. Or a website that you might want to expose to, again, developers, partners, to manipulate data. So all of these possibilities are supported, these scenarios are supported. What I wanted to cover here is a quick demo on how data can be consumed. We have integration into our data services, native integration with many applications and tools, especially analytical tools. We have a Power BI and Power, all the Office 365 Office applications and Office tools. We also have with Dynamics, CRM and SQL Server, and also third-party analytical tools like Tableau. So I'm going to show you with Excel, and then I can tell a bit more about data services. But I have to stay up here where my laptop is. So the first thing I'm going to do, I'm just going to try to go to a simple Excel. Just let's start it from scratch. And just a simple sheet, blank sheet. I preloaded a Power Tools sets in here. You can just download from the web. And let me just show you some of the native integration that we have done. So some very basic integrations on the data, where you can say from other data sources, you can see Azure Marketplace there. But I won't go through that, because there are better integrations as we go further. The same thing with Power Query. When you download, this is also going to be available to you in the same manner. And you can just click there and do your own URLs for your old data services. But what I want to show you is with Power Pivot. When you go to Power Pivot, for example, you have this Managed tab. In this Managed tab, you'll see this much nicer sort of integrated, where I'm going to get external data. I'm going to select from data services and go to the Azure Marketplace. Here, what's going to happen, notice that I'm not signed in. It needs to know what I have subscribed to. But you can look on the left-hand side, the wealth of data services we have available in Azure Marketplace. We have free, paid, over 200 services in all sorts of categories. So you can take a look at some of the top ones. Business, finance, government has some, machine learning, etc. There is a lot of good ones. I wanted to search one that I've already subscribed to because I think it's relevant for where we are, and I think it would be cool for those of you hanging around, going out and about Barcelona. So I'm going to select Barcelona facilities as a data set. This is, it remembered that I was signed in before. So I'm Rosa Thomas here. And I'm actually signed with my Microsoft account, is my Hotmail account. And you can see there's over 19,000 rows of data in this particular data set. Again, this is free. Anyone can access. This is what, this is the kind of things that a business analyst would like to do. In this case, as a consumer of this data, I'm just showing the Barcelona. And I like this data set because it also has some geo-coordinates. And as a visual person, I'd like to show you how that can be much more useful to you. So for example, there is all sorts of information about Barcelona here, but I want to filter this a bit more. And I want just to see, and I have to be careful here to spell correctly because it is case sensitive. And I want to see, make sure I got this right. Yeah, I want to see all the buses during the day. So if I am out and about in Barcelona, and I check to see all the buses during the day and where they are so I can get them. So okay, that's a good filter enough for me. I'm going to select that query. And so this is going to, and this quick wizard for import of this data is going to come, and you can see that the import process starts to happen. Pretty soon, I got just about 2,300 rows of information given the query. And then if I am if I want to manipulate this data, in a tabular form, that's fine. I prefer doing a different way. And I think it's more interesting where you go, for example, in Insert, and you go to Power View. A new sort of a sheet comes up. And you can see my data set here. They're already selected the way how I want it. So now I want to say, okay, I want to see this. So I get my geo-coordinates, my latitude and longitude, and I can actually see on a map. Okay, so I have a map over here, but now let me see the facilities that I particularly happen to select. And what you can see here, let me just, this is a bit bigger in here. All the data sets, the 1,200 rows that I just selected, is actually here. But I wanted to kind of go in and kind of let's see, where do I want to go? I can see over here, for those of you who are familiar with town already, there was this major avenue called Diagonal Avenue. And if you hover over it, you will see the exact data that you're looking for. So just as I just did with PowerView and the tools, analytical tools, you can do in many other forms. The way how data is exposed in old data, SSL old data, and that's also available for, as I said, any data service. So that sort of concludes kind of the quick demo. But data here, this could be a data set that is free and that is static, or it can also be live data. So for example, Bing Search API, it's another data that you could pull in here and actually see real live data on what it is. Whether you have an API to sell or an API to integrate with different applications, this is where it would come in. You'd be onboarded as a data service into Azure Marketplace. Anything? I don't think I have anything else from a demo perspective. I'm going to switch and give it to Kyle for him to finish up, and I'll switch back to the PowerPoint. Thanks.
It's not showing. Yep.
Go back to the demo and then wait a second.
All right, you work on that.
Working?
Can you hear me? All right, perfect. So I want to thank Rosa for that. And also, too, I just want to say today is really where we start and really start on our journey together as one. And that as we move, perfect. It's okay. We don't need it. Mm-hmm. So over time, as we continue to build out our marketplace, we're looking to bring in additional features and capabilities as we continue to grow together as one. And with that, we're looking to build advanced marketplace capabilities that we have. So from a search standpoint, looking to make that much richer to be able to easily discover the solutions. Also, too, as we continue to build out and Microsoft has our hybrid cloud, we're looking to extend the marketplace both from a public cloud and private cloud perspective to give you greater breadth and reach of your solutions in those sort of scenarios. There. So we talked about the hybrid cloud being able to extend that reach. Also, too, today we have BYOL, or bring your own license, free offers, as well as pay as you go. We're looking to extend those business models to be able to meet the way you price your product and the way that your business strategy moves. Additionally, too, we want to extend our channel reach to you. So we want to be able to enable our marketplace so our partners that are out there reselling Azure can also be reselling your solutions on top of that. And last but not least, you know, what's really important to us as a team here in the marketplace as we build out this enterprise-grade application marketplace is that we partner together and we continue to learn and grow both from our partners and customers. And we really encourage your feedback here to help us better understand the way that you want to go to market, the way that you want to sell your product, so we can enable that in our marketplace for our customers. And with that, just as a what's next for you, so if you're interested in putting your application in our marketplace, we encourage you to visit azure.com/certified to make sure that it's compatible with our cloud and that it delivers high value to our customers. And next, if you're looking to build applications, we encourage you to check out our azure.com/marketplace to see the marketplace and what's available to you. We're bringing on new offers every day as we continue to build out our ecosystem. So we encourage you to check that out. And then last, we could talk up here all day about the benefits that we have of the marketplace. But I think what's really important is that you see what our partners are saying, what the publishers are saying about what we're doing in our marketplace standpoint. So these are just a few quotes that we've had from New Relic, as well as Cloudera, who we've recently partnered with, DataStax, as well as Veeam. So you can kind of see our partners are saying, you know, many positive things about what we're doing here. All right, so last here, we're going to open it up. We're going to open up for questions, and what we're going to do is we're actually going to come down below, and we encourage you to come and visit us if you do have any questions here. But we also want to thank you for your time and being here today. We really do appreciate you attending our session. Additionally, too, we want to just thank you again. Hope you enjoy the rest of Tech Ed, and safe travels back to where you're from. So thank you very much.